Hello, it is Press Conference Extra. It is Harriet Pryor hosting this week. I've got Mo Stewart and Neil Jones. Neil, you are the veteran on this show now. I'm just being brought in for a week and you're here every week. So yeah. I asked you to tell me what kind of things you chat about on this show. So tell me how Klopp was this morning. How was he in his press conference? You were up bright and early for that one.
I was. Thankfully, it's a school holiday still, so I can navigate Switch Island for those half nine starts. It's not as tough as it is in school season. But I think it was a difficult one. It's always a difficult one. You've got a press conference on deadline day and there's so much going on. And Jürgen obviously has gone in knowing that, I mean, I think he made the sort of comment that, oh, you've mentioned Aston Villa, you know, he does that quite a lot where you don't really talk about the game. He knows it's going to be about other stuff around it. I wouldn't say he was at his most charismatic, you know, like I've seen him when he's been in a really good mood and you think, oh, God, where'd you start with the sort of transcription of it and the line from it? He was quite level, I thought, and I think he was, I got a message off someone else, give it a shout out, Lizzie, I always see it at the match, and she said, do you think he felt a bit subdued? And I thought, I don't think he felt subdued, I think he just felt aware that this is sort of, this will be forgotten in an hour, never mind 24 hours or whatever. So it was a difficult one, but there was a moment sort of last season and the season before where I felt like you were seeing so much of Jürgen that, you know, you get a bit blasé about it, but he always gives you something from it. And when you read back through the information and the comments, there's always something that you can work through and find for, if not maybe for today, but for future. And there was a few interesting bits, I thought.
Go on, mate.
I was just going to say, I think the bits I saw of the earlier conference, the thing that I kind of struck with is that he knew exactly what he was going to have to ask about Gravenberch. It's like, I'm sorry to do this to you guys, but I'm not saying anything. And there are ways that he can say that where he's going to be like, no questions, and just be really stone-faced about it. But I think he kind of was a bit like, I know what you're expecting, I know what you want, but I can't do it for you. So it was a little bit kind of kinder to them. And I always kind of take cues off stuff like that because I'm convinced that he hates every minute of every single press conference. So when he gives you guys any kind of crumbs of comfort, I'm always noticing it.
I mean,